This is the StarQuest headline update for the week ending February 15th, 2019, brought to you by SQPN.com, where faith meets pop culture. I'm Don Bettinelli. Were you planning on giving up caffeine for Lent this year, but were afraid of going through addiction withdrawals? Have hope, because scientists say you're not really addicted to caffeine. Oh, sure, you may get headaches when you stop drinking your daily coffee, but biologists are telling us that we're not really addicted, just mildly physically dependent. That may or may not be a comfort a week into Lent when you're really craving that coffee. We've had reality TV for nearly two decades now, but this may be a first. A contestant on the Italian version of Celebrity Survivor will have his spiritual needs met every week with a visit by a missionary priest to the remote location where the game takes place to provide the sacraments of confession and communion for him and anyone else who wants them. Paolo Brosio, an Italian journalist and TV host, said you can't joke about Jesus and that he will be the 19th contestant on the show. Over the past century, nearly all of the once verdant forests of northern Ethiopia have disappeared, clear cut for grazing land and farms. And all that remain of the original ecology of this part of the country are the church forests of the Ethiopian Orthodox Church. Each of the church's rural worship spaces is surrounded by small, thickly grown forests, oases within the walls of the compounds that are like the beautiful garments clothing the body of the church in their center. See the National Geographic article in the show notes for more. SpaceX has postponed the launch of its first Crew Dragon spacecraft until March 2nd. The Crew Dragon is SpaceX's next big milestone as it will send astronauts into orbit for the first time. The March test flight will be unmanned and will travel to the International Space Station. Boeing will launch its own crew capsule in April, and manned flights are set for July. Both spacecraft will give NASA a U.S.-based solution to manned spaceflight once again. If we were to colonize a planet in a nearby star system, how big of a ship would we need? That was the topic of a recent study by a number of European scientists and engineers. Because it would take millennia by current means to travel those vast distances, any ship would have to be a self-contained, self-sustaining, generational ship. Basing on a crew of 500 people, they determined how much supplies would be needed, and thus the size of the ship. Bottom line, something that's about the size of a large skyscraper. See the article for details. Commander Saru of Star Trek Discovery has become known as a dispenser of sage advice to the Starfleet crew, and so the actor behind the makeup took the show's Twitter account to dispense advice based on audience questions in a new video. He addressed a number of common workplace problems, including co-workers stealing your lunch. It sounds like Saru would be a good boss to work for. Tom Wolfe's 1979 book, The Right Stuff, has been made into a critically acclaimed movie in the past, but now the story of the early days of the U.S. space program is getting a new adaptation. National Geographic Channel has greenlit a new series based on the book, which will start in 1958 and offer a close-up look at the astronauts and their families who became instant celebrities. Later seasons will feature the Apollo program and moon landings. The new Tolkien Middle-earth series from Amazon will feature filming locations in Scotland. Location scouts for Amazon Studios were spotted in Skye, Perthshire, and Loch Lomond recently. The billion-dollar production is due to begin filming this year, with release planned for 2021. No word yet on the story to be featured in the show, but speculation so far has centered on the early life of Aragorn. Farewell to opportunity. NASA has officially closed the book on the little Mars rover that was designed for a 90-day mission and ended up providing invaluable data for 14 years. The rover went silent last year as a massive planet-wide dust storm buried it, cutting off its power supply from solar panels. Despite months of effort, NASA was never able to reestablish a connection. As Game of Thrones' final season approaches, the show's creators have moved on to a new project, a new Star Wars trilogy. David Benioff and D.B. Weiss have contracted with Disney to make a new trilogy in the Star Wars galaxy that is separate and distinct from the other trilogy already announced from Last Jedi director Rian Johnson and separate from the Skywalker saga that is wrapping up this year. And that's the StarQuest headline update. Find links to the stories and be sure to subscribe for our updates every week at sqpn.com/headlines. Thank you to the generous patrons who make this and all the shows at SQPN possible. You can join them by visiting sqpn.com/give. I'm Dom Bettinelli.